Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Paul and Jordana and DJ... and the Lieutenant Governor, Peggy Flanagan, in studio. Great to have you here, Lieutenant Governor.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
We have much to discuss. There is Ukraine. There are teacher strikes. There is much to discuss. But before we go any further, Lieutenant Governor, did Paul Douglas come to your elementary school when you were a child to talk about weather?
He did.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
And it was, it's a core childhood memory.
You poor thing. Really?
We say this as a joke. Like Paul always says, oh, did I come to your kindergarten classroom? And people are like, yes, you did.
Absolutely.
So, do you remember what he talked
about? Was it the tornado talk?
It was the severe weather talk.
Okay.
And so I was in Miss Gustafson's sixth grade class at Cedar Manor Elementary School in St. Louis Park. We were all very excited that you were going to be there. And I remember that you taught us what to do if we thought we were about to be struck by lightning.
Oh, well, that's a nice
so,
skill.
That comes in handy every now and then.
It's probably why I'm still alive today.
Really?
So, Paul, thank you for your service.
I love everything about this.
Lieutenant Governor, I'm happy I could help. I'm gratified. Mortified too, but
no, but you've done well. She hasn't been struck by lightning.
That's right. See, it worked. It worked.
And like I know you were 15 years old when you came to my class.
I was. Yeah, I was. I looked like I was 15.
Generous. Yes.
Hey, can we talk a little bit about what you were doing today? Huntington Place, Brooklyn Park, $100 million investment in safe and affordable housing.
Yeah.
What that would mean for Minnesotans. Talk about the initiative for affordable housing.
Sure. So in our budget to move Minnesota forward, Governor Walz and I have included $100 billion to go towards safe and affordable housing, also making sure that our relatives experiencing homelessness have additional support. We have to look at the full spectrum. But today was super exciting. We were at Huntington Place with an organization called Aon. They purchased Huntington Place. And what it is naturally occurring affordable housing. It was built in the 60s. You know, some of the units are in disrepair, but they're affordable and they want to keep them affordable. And that's where we come in of making that investment. It means over 2,000 units across the state could continue to be affordable. And this isn't just a Brooklyn Park issue or a, you know, Minneapolis issue. This is happening all across the state. So that $100 million, and this is the first time ever that an administration has put forward $100 million for naturally occurring affordable housing, or NOAA, as we call it. And we met with some of the residents there who are proud of where they live, of their community, of their home. And as someone who grew up on Section 8, you know, the apartment where we lived, it wasn't much, but it was our home. And that's safety and that stability. Every family across Minnesota should feel that too.
Oh, a couple of questions. When you say naturally occurring, that just means that many low-income folks happen to live in the same apartment building?
Yes. Okay. And so it's housing that's built in, you know, the 50s or 60s. It's affordable because it's older. And so just making sure that we're maintaining the units there. Right now, Ann said, I think at Huntington Place, the average rent is about $925, which, as we know, that matters tremendously. 25% of the people who live there receive some kind of subsidy or support, but they want to make sure that they're increasing security, amenities, without pushing people out. They want to stay in the neighborhood and in that community.
Paul, I'm just going to ask a follow-up, and then I promise we'll get to Ukraine. But speaking of that, we obviously know we have a homeless problem here in Minnesota. We're seeing, you know, these pop-up tent cities, which are very dangerous. Other than situations like this at Huntington, what is the administration planning? Is there something going on with downtown, some empty buildings down here? What's the plan?
Sure. So I'm the co-chair of our unsheltered housing work in the state. And I can tell you that this has been an incredibly important issue. But the pandemic really exposed and exacerbated this issue for so many folks across the state. So we put forward a significant investment, hundreds of millions of dollars in emergency services grants to shelter providers across the state who can hire additional staff, make sure that, especially during the heat of the pandemic, people could isolate if they needed to. That was an issue. We told people to stay home. If you don't have a home, that's a problem. But, you know, we're taking this really seriously, working with our partners in cities and counties across the state. Homelessness is everywhere. It just looks a little bit different depending on where you live. And so meeting the immediate needs of folks who are in crisis, who are sleeping outside, and then making sure that we're giving them the support, the services, you know, for our neighbors who are battling addiction, that we're giving them the support there so we get people stably housed, we can keep them in that housing, and then eventually, you know, can start looking at, you know, improving home ownership, especially in communities of color where we know we have a significant disparities in our state.
Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, thank you for joining us. Stick around. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to talk about how the state is supporting Ukraine, what we are doing, what other Minnesotans can do to show their support, the latest on the pandemic. And I hear, there's an election, isn't there, later this year?
Really? I haven't heard. I don't know anything about that.
I don't know if there's anything you can or will say, but we'll at least try when we come back on CCO. Paula Giordana, true story, when I came to Peggy Flanagan, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan's sixth grade classroom. I think, if I recall, it may be brain fog, but I think I singled you out and said, you, young lady, are going to go far. You're going to do well. I got that right.
That's exactly right. And you were like, you know, I know it's every little girl's dream to grow up to be the second most powerful person in the state of Minnesota. And the seed was planted and here I am.
Yes. Very proud of you. Very proud of you. Talk a little bit about Ukraine. I feel a sense of helplessness. I think many of us are donating money. It doesn't seem like enough. Watching this country that has democratic ideals, a sovereign, independent state that wants self-determination, democracy, the same things we have.
Yeah.
They want what we have. And to watch what they are going through, being overtaken, overrun by invaders, by Russia. What is the state of Minnesota doing today? What might we do in the future, and what can listeners do to be part of the solution to help our brothers and sisters in Ukraine?
Certainly. And, you know, Paul, Giordana, I have felt that same helplessness. And I think in many ways, as a mom of a nine-year-old, I'm just watching these mothers just cling to their children as the attacks are occurring. And so in some ways, I'm glad that we can see the human face of this issue because it is encouraging us to act. So there's some things that we've done so far in Minnesota. The governor and I have spent time with the Ukrainian community here. It's pretty significant, and there is a large Ukrainian footprint. We are so blessed to have this community here. We met with leaders at St. Constantine's Catholic Church, have been able to talk to folks about you know, what is happening back in Ukraine with their with the folks that they are in contact with. And we've been trying to make sure that we have an executive order, and I want to make sure that I get the number right here, 2203, which condemns Russian aggression against Ukraine and supports the people of Ukraine by requiring that our state agencies terminate existing contracts with Russian entities and refraining from entering into future contracts with Russian entities. The other thing that we've done, the governor sent a letter to the legislature asking them to divest from Russia. And I know that there is a bipartisan effort that is occurring now to make sure that happens. And then I would just say, you know, we are very clear that Minnesota has a long legacy of welcoming refugees. It's just part of our DNA. It's part of who we are. And so, you know, we want to make sure that we're working with the State Department, we're working with the Biden administration to say that, you know, there's a strong community here. We're ready. We have been helping to settle Afghan refugees, and we can open our hearts and our communities to our Ukrainian brothers and sisters who also need us. And there's lots of opportunities here, you know, Paul, as you mentioned, to make sure that we are connecting with, you know, our Ukrainian cultural center here. There are in Northeast, you can get pierogies and fish fries. And, you know, my husband and I just went down to the church and got pierogies for lunch the other day. It was packed. There was a line out the door because so many people want to help, and you can donate those dollars too. And, you know, I just personally have to say that a big part of, you know, what we have focused on and my family is focused on too is just keeping the people of Ukraine in our prayers too. And I think that's powerful as well.
Well, I'm glad to hear there are some sanctions and some divestment, at least on the part of policymakers. We have adopted a family, Mark and Dasha Lawson, who listened to our show and texted us, and her sister is in Ukraine and her mother as well. And Paul reached out to Tina Smith's office to hopefully get them, help them get here. But the problem is these people don't have visas or passports because they weren't planning on traveling. Is there any way to cut through any kind of bureaucratic red tape on our end?
You know, I think working with Senator Smith's office, Senator Klobuchar as well, I know that it's been hard for folks to get, you know, to Poland to get their visas. And, you know, this just continues to be, you know, just really important for us to keep in communication with our federal delegation, letting them know how important it is that we have family all over the place. And I know that, you know, these stories, what we're hearing, I'm sure it has been gut-wrenching for you to hear about just how folks are struggling over there. But we will continue to use our platform, you know, the power of the governor's office to push to do what we can for the people of Ukraine.
Lieutenant Governor, I'm just curious. COVID-19, the pandemic, things seem to be on a good track right now. With the benefit of 2020 hindsight, and people have been second-guessing me for the better part of 45 years with my career. Is there anything, and I'm sure you've had private conversations, maybe you're not at liberty to share with Governor Walz, but anything you would do differently, anything you've learned, anything, any good that can come of this terrible pandemic for the last 2 years? What, if anything, would you do different?
I think, you know, hindsight is 2020, but we really tried to do the best that we could with the information that we had and with, you know, the data that we're getting, the science. You know, we've been trying to follow that since the very beginning. We now have the tools needed to respond to COVID, and that means vaccines, boosters, testing, and those were tools that we simply didn't have at the beginning. As someone who lost a sibling early on to COVID-19, that is the lens through which I've seen this entire pandemic. And I know the people have experienced tremendous loss. We have to keep being, you know, vigilant if we have another surge to take care of ourselves and take care of each other. But the good news is that we have the tools to do it.
Yeah.
sorry about your sibling. Sorry
Thank
about
you.
That. I know you have to go in 1 minute. You have some advice or for the Minneapolis teachers, the school board, how can we solve this problem?
So, you know, as a recovering Minneapolis school board member, I can tell you that it is so clear to me how much passion and conviction everyone has on both sides of this issue, and in particular for our young people. So we need our kiddos to be back in school. We also need to make sure that our teachers and ESPs, our paras who do this one-on-one or two-to-one work every day, are being compensated and that their work is being valued. So it's time to just stay at the table and get this done for our kids in Minneapolis. They deserve it.
Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, thanks for stopping by the studio. Wish you the best. Say hi to the governor for us.
You got it. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Safe travels.
Thank you. And this was being live streamed on the CCO Facebook and Twitter, and you'll see it again at P. Douglas Weather and at Jordana WCCO. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.